Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're talking a little bit of brisket, and Barbecue Bob is going to help us with trimming one, which is a big part of the success, I believe, that if you're going to cook a brisket, you need it to be trimmed properly, or you're going to have a lot of fat on your hands. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Barbecue Bob, and take us through trimming a brisket.
Well, first of all, I want to thank our awesome producer and longtime friend now, Brian Fonger, the Wizard of the Big Board, coming off with some great bumper music. What was that?
Yeah, it's some good old Queens of the Stone Age called No One Knows.
Oh,
right. I didn't know. There you are. I'm right with it.
Most of us don't.
Right.
So if you're trimming a brisket, you're going to need some good music.
Right.
Basically. Yeah. Maybe, keep you motivated.
Maybe a cold brew, too.
Well, yeah. that happens. And I lost my brisket buddy. He succumbed to age, and that's Zeus, my dog.
Oh, yeah, he used to eat the raw trimmings.
He was a big fan of barbecue.
Yeah.
He knew as soon as I pulled the smoker out and got the table out, he was just going to sit there and watch.
Yeah, I remember doing that and feeding him raw brisket, and he ate that stuff like it was candy.
Oh, well, he's a 100-pound beast, and our vet told us that raw red meat was good for him. So,
right.
You know, when you do trim a brisket, and this is where Zeus came in, if you have a Zeus or a dog, it's great to have him around if you're trimming because, number one, you're probably going to set up a table in the garage or outside under a canopy, right? Because if you make this big mess in the kitchen, you might get in trouble.
Right.
It might not fly so well.
And it's not as easy to clean up in the kitchen. There's lots of little nooks and crannies where if you got it on a table outside,
you just hose it down. Yep.
Yeah.
So in trimming a brisket, what you'll notice is most of them are cryovac sealed. So when they do that, they put it in a plastic bag and they have this seamer that goes along and heats that plastic up and seals it up.
Sucks the air out of it.
Absolutely sealed.
Right.
Yeah. Like your little food bag things,
right.
You know, Seal-A-Meal. So it's a big deal, a bigger Seal-A-Meal deal. And it heats that seam up. In the process, the edge of that brisket where it's putting the seam in gets exposed to a lot of heat. So that meat gets a little bit cooked on the edge,
mm-hmm.
And I don't like the looks of it at all.
Well, you can tell the looks of it. It's absolutely a different color. It looks a little dried out almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to see nice red meat on the edge, and that's a starter. So there's your first trimmings for your dog,
right?
Because that's already kind of cooked.
Right.
So you clean up those edges, and anywhere you see maybe freezer burn or cryovac burn, anything like that, and get that off of there. And
Bob, let me ask you a quick question. So you're doing what they call in this is a packer brisket.
A full packer brisket.
Not just the flat part that most people know is like corned beef brisket, right?
Yeah, and that's just called the flat.
Okay.
The flat is still part of the brisket, but it's the boring part. And you know, if you have a supermarket like the one near my house, which is a Meijer store, a flat's all you can pick up because
right.
They've never really figured out barbecue.
Right, right.
They don't have enough stores.
Yeah, I guess not. Right.
So they just sell flats once in a while. And if they do sell a brisket, it's a weird-looking thing. It's trimmed weird. I don't know. I don't get it.
So word up, go to your butcher.
Yeah.
Ours is Sobey Meats.
Yep.
If you don't have one near you, find one.
Yep.
And they'll be able to get you these full-packer briskets. And how big are these things?
Yeah, they're like 8 to 12 pounds.
Right.
And be careful. There's another big box store that sort of specializes in supplying restaurants. And their briskets are not the greatest either because they are half fat. So by the time they might be $2.39 a pound, but it's really $4 or $5 a pound by the time you throw half of it away.
Right.
So don't fall for the price thing. You
right.
can do a crappy job as a butcher and make just as much as a guy who does a great job as a butcher
right.
just by selling a lot of waste.
Yep.
And that's what those slaughterhouses that sell to people like that do. So so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to take I'm going to try and describe it, but it's going to kind of look like a long rectangle with a point on one end. So let's say that point is called the point, and it's the decal end. Well, the point end is twice as thick as the flat rectangular end. The flat rectangular end has got the piece of meat called the flat in it. And as you go halfway down that brisket, it starts getting thicker and thicker because that deckle muscle comes moving in on it. And the deckle goes out to the end and forms a point. So people call that either the deckle or the point.
Right.
All right?
Synonymous, yep. Right? One or the other.
I call it the deckle typically because I'm in love with deckle meat.
Right. And very, very flavorful.
It's got a lot of fat in it. And when it comes to brisket, you need all that fat, the integrated fat. So if we're going to trim it, you're going to notice first that one side of the brisket has a big layer of fat on it. I don't get overly concerned about that fat because I'm going to cook this brisket with that fat side down, and I'm going to render as much of that as possible.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna worry about it. Now, a lot of old Texas brisket guys will put salt and pepper on it and some garlic, and they'll throw it over an indirect or direct fire, fat side up, and render the fat through the meat. Well, you end up with a really crispy bark on the meat side of it, and I would tell you that it's not my favorite way to do it.
Okay.
I like putting that fat down because the fat that's going to add flavor to the meat is already marbled into the meat. So that stuff is just waste.
So back to trimming it, when this deckle end is 4 inches thick, where the flat's maybe 2 inches thick, it might even be 5 or 6. It gets real thick. It's a big clod of meat on the end of there.
It's like 3 or 4
But
inches
there's
thick.
But there's ribbons of inch or two thick fat.
There are veins in there.
Right? I mean, yes. And it's as big as your wrist where it starts, and it gets a little thinner, but
right.
I never know how much of that to leave.
As much
and
as
how
you
much
can,
and,
take it out.
And to take it out.
Take as much of that fat between the deckle and the flat out as you can. You can take it out. I remember the first time I trimmed one so perfectly that I actually detached the deckle from the flat, and I was so distraught. Well, you know what competition teams are doing now?
Just that.
And they smoke them up to 150, and then they'll marry them back together in the wrap. They'll put them in butcher paper and wrap them like that, and they sort of meld back together again. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever because then you have two equal pieces of meat, and you're going to try and get these temperatures up to about 150 degrees Fahrenheit with smoke, and then you're going to pull it out and you're going to wrap it, right? Well, if you have those separated, you have two equal pieces, they're going to come to 150 at similar times.
Yeah, even though that deckle's thicker, it's going to there's more surface area to it, and it's going to absorb the heat. I mean, it's going to come up at nearly the same time.
Yeah, it's going to end up a similar size piece of meat as the flat because you've already separated it from the flat.
Right.
So if that makes sense.
No, it does, because part of the double thickness is the end of the flat that's underneath
right.
the deckle where those two muscles marry
together.
Yeah,
they're both imperfect pieces
right.
of meat, just like you and I.
Right.
Take
exactly.
us out of here.
I am imperfect. There'll be more about that later in the show, I'm sure. But coming up next, we'll finish cutting this thing up, and then we're going to season it and get it ready for the smoker. Stick with us. We'll be back.